I'm Jennifer Thompson, the Gloria and Jack Drozdik Associate Curator of European Painting at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
You know, one of the things that we notice is that this is well before Albert Barnes. And the Impressionists were reviled.
Yeah, no, they certainly were ridiculed by many people. It became something of a fashion in the French press to be quite biting and to produce caricatures of Impressionist paintings. They did, of course, have many supporters.
As we walk through it, what are you trying to convey?
There's several different ways to approach the exhibition. The most sort of prominent and most immediate one is just the beauty of this painting. We are, of course, exploring the story of Paul Durand-Ruel, the art dealer who discovered the Impressionists and who supported them. But of course, what we see in the exhibition are canvases by Monet, by Degas, by Mary Cassatt, you know, great, great works of art. The exhibition is organized somewhat chronologically so that we see some of their earliest works just pretty much as Durand-Ruel might have discovered them. So there's this moment of the 1870s when the artists, in the early 1870s, when the artists are just developing their methods or working together, and you get a sense of this, the energy and the excitement of finding a new way of painting, one that would go on to be criticized by many perhaps more conservative sort of collectors and other art dealers. But yet the energy of this moment, I think, comes out in the exhibition. And so just from the sheer experience of looking at paintings, the exhibition is deeply enjoyable. But of course, we're telling a second story, which is that of the man who essentially discovered the Impressionists, who was willing to stake a good portion of his fortunes and his reputation on supporting these artists who were, in many cases, the butt of a lot of jokes and a lot of really biting criticism by art critics at the time. And we get an opportunity to explore his business practices, many of them very new and innovative, but they're business strategies that he brought to the art market that, in fact, persist today. So we get to get a sense of the kind of creation of the modern art market.
Give me an example of the marketing or business practices that he had that were unique at the time.
One of the things that Durand-Ruel did with the Impressionists is he bought as many canvases from them as he possibly could. So it was not uncommon for him to buy 30, 40, maybe even 60 paintings from a single artist in one year. Many of his other contemporary art dealers might buy 10 to 20 works and sell them and then go back and buy more. But Durand-Ruel was essentially stockpiling the Impressionist works. He was cornering the market for them. That meant that he was the principal dealer who sold Impressionism. And it enabled him to kind of set prices and to control that. The danger for him was that he had a tremendous amount of money invested in paintings that it sometimes took him 10, 20, even 30 years to sell. And so in the 1870s and the 1880s, there are a number of financial crises across Europe and in France, and there are moments when he almost goes bankrupt because he's invested so heavily in Impressionist canvases and can't find buyers for them so quickly. Quite fortunately, one of the things he does is he decides to not restrict his market simply to France, but he takes Impressionism throughout Europe and particularly to America. And so in the midst of a financial crisis in 1882, he starts sending Impressionist paintings to Boston and to New York. And fortunately, he finds American collectors much more receptive to Impressionist paintings. And he even in his memoirs is quite bold about saying, you know, without America, I would have been lost or ruined. And so it's particularly appropriate and pleasing for us that the exhibition can be seen in America and, in fact, in Philadelphia.
Why do you think Philadelphia is the only American venue?
Well, interestingly, Philadelphians had been visiting Durand-Ruel's gallery from the 1860s onwards. So in 1866, a Philadelphia merchant by the name of Adolf Bory entered Durand-Ruel's gallery and started buying works from him. He's not buying the Impressionists, he's buying precursors to the Impressionists, artists like Delacroix, Courbet, Millet. But there's a whole generation of Philadelphia collectors in the 1860s and 70s who are regularly going to Durand-Ruel's Paris galleries. Those collectors sort of pass away, stop collecting. And then in the 1880s, Mary Cassatt, who's of course an Impressionist painter from Pennsylvania, is living in Paris, and she starts buying Impressionist canvases by Degas, Monet, Pizarro for her brother Alexander in Philadelphia. They come to Philadelphia, and The whole Cassatt family is really worried about what Philadelphians are going to think of these eccentric paintings. But in fact, it seems they seem to have been very well received, because suddenly Philadelphians start going to Paris to buy more Impressionist paintings. And that's, I think, one of the things that encourages Durand Ruel in the 1883 and in 1886 to come to America, is that he knows he has a core of Philadelphia collectors, and maybe he can find a core of other collectors, and maybe in New York and in Chicago and elsewhere. And so, in fact, Philadelphians can take some credit for having encouraged Durand Ruel to bring paintings to America.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.